we came to know about our true identity in the morning, but then how do we love ourselves? What is self-love and what is the power of self-love is what we are going to discuss in this session today by Shivani Didi. So let us all welcome her with a round of applause. And now, the secret of self-love, the technique of self-love, what is it actually and what is the power of self-love? Thank you.
Om Shanti. We'll just do a 1 minute exercise of meditation because we have been doing it since morning, but on and off it feels ke hum se ho nahi ra and hoga bhi nahi. Pehle din kaise ho sakta hai? Imagine saying, I have to touch my toes the first day. So can we touch it on the first day? No. But do we stop bending? No. So what do we keep doing? Just bend, bend, bend. First day, though, it won't even reach the knees. And even if we touch the knees, it pains. But we just continue doing it. And as we continue doing it, flexibility starts increasing. Fitness starts increasing. And then we reach a stage where bending will come normal, easy. Similarly, meditation is not something we can do immediately on the first day. But we start the process. And the process is very simple. Create a thought and visualize it. If I just only create a thought and I don't visualize it, my intellect will bring some different visual on the screen and my mind will go towards there. For example, create a thought right now, home. And when you create the thought home, that's the mind creating the thought, the intellect will bring the visual of the house. And if your mind and intellect is together, which means the thought and the visual is together, that's called concentration. Now if you create a thought home and your intellect brings the visual of office, then what will happen? I create a thought home, but I see the picture of office. What will happen? The mind will start thinking about the office. And then I will say, I sat to remember my home, but I drifted away towards my office. So it is not just the mind. We have to use the mind plus the intellect. So what is our first thought? I am a soul. Now if I just create this thought, it's not going to work. So I need to create a visual of that. So we'll just see the visual of that. Just see the visual. In the center of the forehead, where we apply the tilak. Can we see it there? Is it there on the screen? The visual? Aya? Pehla wala sirf. Pehla video. On the screen, bring your attention to the center of the forehead and gently visualize a point of light. Dekhe wahan pe, kaise dikh raha hai? Is it there? Yes? Now what you will see after that is, that once you bring that visual of the energy, visualizing home, office is easier because they're physical and we've seen them with these eyes. Atma cannot be seen, it's energy. So we are visualizing it as a point of light. And the second visual we will create is the vibration. Today we saw that photo of the MRI around the brain, which means around the head of the person. And even though it was not touching, it was catching what was happening in the brain because the vibrations are not going to remain inside. It's energy. So energy doesn't remain in a box. It vibrates. And that energy is called vibrations. And that energy today we call it as vibes. So how many of us can feel vibes of people? You say, I'm getting good vibes. I'm not getting good vibes. How many of you can feel the vibe of this place where we are since yesterday? So what is there in the vibration? What can you feel in the vibes of the place? Calmness. What else? Peace. What else? Happiness. lightness, positivity. Who created the vibes of this place? It's just a building. It's just a dining hall. It's just a room with two beds or four beds. It's just a kitchen. Exactly like at home, right? Exactly like at home, huh? Nature. You can have a lot of nature around your house. You can have trees and trees and trees and plants are all around your house. They have created this vibration? You think so? Possible? They are around... Kitne bhai rehte hai Gyan Sarovar mein? 110? 200 hai? Achha. So 200 brothers and sisters here, more brothers. Aapke ghar mein kitne log rehte hai? Aapke ghar mein kitne log rehte hai? 4, 5, thik hai? Now visualize, this is their house. They stay here 365 days, 24/7. And they are not family. They are not family. They have all come from all different parts of the country. Some have come from other parts of the world. They didn't know each other when they came here. And suddenly they were all put together in one place. Obviously they think different. Their sanskars are different. Their family background is different. Their educational background is different. And then suddenly 200 people staying in one place, and this is the vibration. Can we create this vibration at home?
Yes, we want to.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Can we create this vibration at home? If 200 people can do it, and that too, most of us are there together at home just for a few hours. They are here 24/7, 365 days of the year. And how many years? This campus was started in 1995, 96. They have been here since then. Some of them go home once or twice, once in a year or once in 2 years, and some of them don't even go home. Their family comes here and they meet them. What one person wears, everyone has to wear. What one gets to eat, everyone has to eat. And the best part, they don't earn anything. No salary, no promotion, no incentive, nothing. So, doesn't that prove that to be happy, you don't need to be? To be happy, you don't need to be rich. Because happiness is not dependent on anything outside. Everything is very important outside. But it cannot create happiness. So they're not earning, they're not getting promotion, they're not getting anything in terms of incentive, nothing. And yet you will see throughout the campus, it appears as if everything is happening on its own. Apne aap chal raha hai. We came here yesterday, we will return by Tuesday, Thursday the next group will come. So they just get that one Wednesday in between to clean all the sheets and clean the dining, clean the kitchen, Thursday next set. Then they will leave on Tuesday, Thursday next set. 365 days of the year. So the myth that spirituality means aram se baith jao, meditation karo. Many people say, haan, dunya mein nahi tik sake, to isliye aa gaye yahan par. Aise aap aake rehke dikha do. Aap aake rehke dikha do. We believe it's easier to stay in an ashram than to stay at home. Which one do you think is easier, staying here or staying at home? Think. Because you have to carry that belief with you. Otherwise, by the time you reach Abu Road station, and then by the time you reach Udaipur or Ahmedabad airport, and you again start reacting, and you get irritated or angry, and then you'll say, oh, wahan sab theek tha, practical mein toh ye sab nahin hota hai. So this is a practical world. It's not a world where everyone's just getting up in the morning, meditating, moving around, not doing anything. They're probably more occupied than us. What time does their day start here? 3:30. What time does the day end here? Not before 10:30. 365 days of the year. Again, there is no concept of a holiday. So this is a proof. Why do we do the retreat here? The same sessions, the same everything can be done in any city of the country. But we cannot create the same model over there. So you are here not to just listen and watch. You are here to witness that it practically works. And to take back that this, if they can be 200 here and create that vibration here, then 4 or 5 of us staying at home is simple. It's simple. Yes or no? You know why you have to answer? Because your answer is getting recorded in your subconscious. If you don't answer, nothing will get recorded. What I speak, it will get recorded in me. What you will say will get recorded in you. Is it simple?
Yes.
Very good. Now, why was it important to say yes? Because you've just recorded here, it's simple. And this morning we saw, jo hum bolenge wo kya ho jayega? Hath rakho, kya ho jayega? To kar lo. It's simple? Yes. So that never allow your mind after you go, no, it's very difficult. You don't know, sister, we come from Mumbai, we come from Delhi. You don't know the life over there. It doesn't matter where we live. It doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter who is there around us. Only thing matters is how we are here inside. How we are here inside. So the only reason that there is this vibration here is because each one of them has prioritized taking care of this. It does not mean that they are perfect. It does not mean any of us are perfect. It just means we are on a journey where we are focusing on everything that we are doing outside, but the priority is to take care inside. Out in the world, the focus is only perfection outside in what we are doing. Do we all like to be perfect in what we are doing? Yes, how many of us like to be perfect in what we are doing? So spirituality is perfect in the being. Perfect in the being. The world taught us just be perfect in what you do, be perfect in what you do. And they taught us that if you're perfect in what you do, you will be happy. And so we really worked hard to be perfect in what we do. So today we created a world where there's so many miracles outside. And what happened inside in the last few decades? Kya hal chale? What happened inside? We suddenly created a world which even shifted from the word stressed to depressed. You saw this morning, 18 years, 20 years, 25 years, heart attack, cancer, divorce, addiction. This is a result of having been perfect outside. We worked so hard to be perfect as in life will be perfect. That's what we thought. Life will be perfect. Once I become this, life will be perfect. Actually, our mummy papa taught us that like that. Ban jao, sab perfect ho jayega. To hum padhe, padhe, padhe and socha padhke ban jayenge, to life kya ho jayegi? Perfect. Don't teach your children that. It's the biggest mistake. And that doesn't mean I should not be perfect outside, but it only means before being perfect outside, first prioritize being perfect inside. Why? Why? Which one is in my control, the outside or the inside? Pakka pakka. Which one is in my control, the outside or inside? Inside. But hum to kehte hain mera mane man pe koi control nahi hai. Is the outside world today in our control? Have we seen such amount of uncertainty ever before? So even if we were earlier not taking charge of the world inside, it's high time we start doing it. Otherwise the inside and outside, both worlds will not be in our control. Because the outside is anyways not in our control. But earlier it was going the typical pattern. You get married at this age, you have children at this age, you get a job at this age, you die at this age. More or less certain world. So if the outside world is certain and I make my inside world dependent on a certain outside world, no problem. But if the outside world is uncertain and I make my inside world dependent on the outside world, then the inside and outside are. And that's what we've created today. And so the first step is to shift from becoming emotionally dependent on the outside world to becoming, what's the word? Write it down in capital letters. This is going to be the purpose of your life for this 1 year. This will be a 1 year homework. To become emotionally independent. Independent. What's the difference? Independence is something we all like. Physical independence, financial independence, even social independence. We say, why should I do what everybody is saying? I will do what I like. Social independence. I don't want to go around doing what everyone is doing. I'll do what I like. So physical independence, financial independence, social independence. But emotionally, we are, I'm angry because, chalo, let's say our vocabulary. I'm angry because, repeat. This is the last time you're going to say it, so say it. After this, you'll never be allowed to say this. I'm angry because? I'm upset because? Where is the finger going? Why are you so upset? Because. Why are you so irritated? Because. Why are you feeling so low? Because. Why are you so happy? Because. So this vocabulary is saying, everything that happens here is because of this. Now this is not certain, and that is why this is getting affected. Just close your eyes and go to the last time you created anger in this last 1 week. Look at the situation, the trigger. It could be just in the mind, it can be in words, it can be in behavior. Look at the trigger, the situation, the stimulus, the people involved, and then look at your reaction. You have to visualize. Every time, remember, don't use only the mind to create a thought, use the intellect to visualize. And now just hold on to that same visual. The stimulus and the trigger will remain the same, person will remain the same, their behavior will remain the same. Put the focus on yourself and say, given a chance to respond again to this scene, how would I do it another way? It's like you enact a scene and you don't like it, so you say, retake, let's do it another way. Now see yourself doing it another way. And if you can see yourself doing it another way, just raise your hand so we know you are able to see something else different. And we'll wait. We are in no hurry, because what you're going to see right now is going to get recorded on your subconscious, that this is another way that I could respond to the same situation. The outside world is not changing. Stimulus is the same, trigger is the same, the button pressed is the same. Can I respond another way? Ab haath uthaye ek baar, everybody who feels I can respond another way. Anyone would like to share what would be that other way? Anybody, just say it out. What would be your other way? What did you see? What was the other way? Being more empathetic. What would it be in your response? How would it show? Because first thing you have to show is, what do you see in your behavior? Do these exercises every day. It is not years and years of emotional dependence, it is births and births of emotional dependence coding there. It's not one lifetime of emotional dependence, it is many, many lifetimes of emotional dependence which we are going to change the coding. So every time you react, take a pause, close your eyes, say retake. Do it another way. And every time you do that retake, even if it's just in the mind, the scene is over, I've already reacted, it's fine, no problem. It's like a child. The child makes a mistake, you say, aisa nahi bacha, aise karna hai. And you make that child practice to do it another way. And where is that child here? That inner child. So what did we see in our behavior? What could be different?
What can point?
Hanji? I can keep quiet. Okay, good. Don't use the vocabulary should have been. Say, I am. What did I see? I am more patient. I am quiet. Right. So not judgmental and critical. Okay? Done, done, done. What else? Anybody else? You just withdrew. Very good. Anything else? Be quiet for a few seconds. And after those few seconds? We have to decide that also. Otherwise, be quiet for a few seconds and then after those few seconds. And most important, be quiet here and noise here. Be quiet here. What else?
Smile.
Okay. Hanji? Humble. Yes. Now, do you think these options are possible in practical life? Do you think I can do it? Now ask yourself, why did I not do it that day? Only because of one reason. Because I was living with the belief system, you did this, that is why I reacted this way. Now when I change that line, the power comes back to me. I shift from becoming a victim to the world and the situations to becoming a master of my mind. Where is the remote control right now of the mind? With everybody else except for me. Even somebody not driving the right way on the road can become a cause of our irritation. Yes or no?
Yes.
How many of you get irritated on the road? How many of you do it every single day? Imagine failing in the same exam every day. If you want to fail, let's fail in a new exam. Which means don't lose your energy every single day in the same situation. Now visualize the soul like a battery, and now I'm going to spend the entire day keeping the battery charged. So would you get irritated on the road if somebody didn't drive the right way? Would you? If you did, who's getting depleted? There was someone who came to our center and the wife says, every time we are on the road, he abuses. Every time somebody doesn't drive the right way, and with Delhi pollution, windows are all rolled up. So who's receiving all those abuses? And then we just told them, can you drive home today? It was a drive about an hour where he had to go. I said, can you drive home today without doing this thing? He said, yeah, big deal. What is there in that? I said, no, nothing in that. But you will do it today for 1 hour. He said, haan, isme kya badi baat hai? Because actually usme koi badi baat nahi hai. But we did not realize that when we were doing that, who was getting depleted? Who was getting depleted? I am getting depleted. Today you are going to make a list of your typical depleters. Please keep a page for that. Typical. Everyone will have their very typical ones. Typical means things that are happening daily. Like traffic on the road. Daily. Stuck in a traffic jam. Daily. Internet not working. Daily. Someone behaving a certain way. Daily. So first look at your typical depleters. And if I start changing my response in my typical depleters, I'm shifting from emotional dependence to independence, and then I get so much power that come a big crisis and I will be stable. Because now I have shifted my mind from being a victim to becoming the master of my choices. Possible?
Yes.
Possible?
Yes.
Bolo possible.
Yes.
3 days ye karte rehna. Ye visual yaad rahega, hai na? Possible? Yes. Why? Because when we go back home, it's impossible to do this. No. Possible. Easy? Write these words. Possible, simple, and very soon, natural. Right now, initially, a little attention, a little effort, but a little practice, and it will become my nature. Natural means it becomes my nature. Do we have to practice to get irritated? Do we have to practice to get irritated? No. Do I have to practice to get hurt? No. It has become my nature. So if I can create a nature of irritation, can I create a nature of calm? Yes. So go back to the first lesson this morning. I, the soul, three faculties. mind, intellect, sanskar. You always have to remember how this is working. It's the MIS of the inner world. Mind, intellect, sanskar. Because some of us say, kya atma, kaun si atma, where have we seen atma and how to prove atma? We don't have to prove it, we know it, it's there. Atma is just a spiritual vocabulary word. Don't go into the vocabulary. Important is to understand what it is. It's an energy which is running this body. And how does it run this body? First it creates a thought. First it creates a thought. We create a series of thoughts. Let's say you were given an invitation to come here. Your mind would have created a series of thoughts. Jaun, nahi jaun, kaise jaun, chutti kaise milegi, bachon ka kya hoga. Lots and lots of thoughts. So the mind always creates lots and lots of thoughts. There comes the intellect. It will evaluate all these thoughts and take a decision. And once you've taken the decision, who takes the decision? I, the soul. And once you've taken the decision, that decision has come into action. And once your decision comes into action and you bring that decision into action multiple number of times, it becomes a sanskar. So how did irritation become our sanskar? Ek bar irritate hue, do bar hue, teen bar hue, char bar hue, das bar hue. Ab sochna nahi padta, bina soche irritation. First time you're driving a car, how do you drive a car? Full attention on driving the car, right? Do you eat a sandwich driving the car the first time? No. Do you listen to the radio driving the car the first time? No. Full attention is on driving the car. After few days, you can reach from home to office actually thinking about something else. Yes or no? Who was driving the car then? Who was driving the car? The sanskar of driving the car was driving the car. Because after some time the mind and intellect is not needed, after it becomes a sanskar. So today we don't choose to get angry. We don't create a thought, should I get angry, should I not get angry, should I get angry, should I not get angry. No, that era is over. Because once I got angry, second time I took a decision to get angry, 5 times I got angry, 10 times I got angry, and my work got done. Gussa kiya, fatafat kaam ho gaya. 10 times I did it, 20 times I did it, it's become my sanskar. And after it becomes my sanskar, the mind and intellect is not getting used. We have shifted from a mode of awareness to a mode of automatic living. We have shifted. So it just takes some practice to go back to. Who created the sanskar of irritation? Who created? Don't say the world is like that, so I became like that. So from today, no vocabulary allowed of blaming the world. The first step to being happy is shift from this dependency and take personal responsibility of what's getting created in your inner world, because nobody can create anything in your inner world. Can I create anger in your mind? Yes or no? Think. And then decide. Can I create anger in you?
No.
Can I hurt you? Can I hurt you? Which means, can anyone hurt you? Yes or no? Anji?
Physically,
to yes. Hurt you, not your body.
No.
You is here. This is not you. This is not you. Where is you? You is here, your body. Can someone hurt you?
No.
We lived our lives saying, you hurt me, you hurt me, you hurt me. How many people on the list? They hurt me. How many people there on your list in life? They hurt me, they hurt me. How many of us have a list of people? So did they hurt us that day? Her answer correct hai, bas answer dena. Did they hurt us that day? Yes. Right? How did they hurt us? Kaise hurt kiya hume? Chalo, kisi ko bhi yaad karo abhi aur check karo. Kaise hurt kiya unhone hume us din? What did they do to hurt me? Anybody? With their words, by their behavior. Okay. By doing something which I don't like. Put both your hands out. Put them on your left hand. Put yourself on your right hand. And now actually put somebody of your life there, okay? On your left hand, put someone real there. And put their real behavior there, what they did that day. And now visualize. They did what they did. They said what they said. To me, about me. That is what they did. They cheated me. They betrayed me. They lied to me. Now, last line. Take the left hand and say, they entered into my mind and hurt me. Yes or no? Yes or no? Socho socho, mare paas bahut time hai. We have all the time. Hanji, if we allow them to hurt. Who is saying if we allow them to hurt? If we allow them to hurt, aap ek minute khade ho na. Now allow me to hurt you. Okay, perfect. I'm here. You're there. I can shout at you, scream at you, say the most nasty thing to you in front of so many online, live. Now, put your finger there. Where's the mind? Rakke rakhna? Rakho, rakho, rakho. Can I enter there and hurt you? Soch lo. Aise nahi bolna. I can scream, shout, abuse, say the worst that you could ever think of publicly. My power. Always remember what is the power of the other person and what is my power. We are not saying the other person is not powerful. The other person is very powerful. But what is their power and what is my power? I can do all that. Now, can I enter there and hurt you? Everybody put your finger there. Here. This is where I hurt. Can they enter there and hurt me? They can cheat me, betray me, exploit me. They can even physically hit me actually. Can they enter there and hurt me? Then who hurts me? Suppose your spouse says to you, you're no good. I don't want to live with you anymore. That's their power. They can say it. Visualize. Left hand says, you're no good. You've ruined my life. The biggest mistake of my life was to get married to you. Bol dete hai na kabhi kabhi. Kis kis ne bola aisa kabhi kuch? Aage se mat bolna. Tathastu ho jata hai. Okay? Kabhi nahi bolna aisa. But let's say they said this to you. This is their power. This is their power. And at that time, you believe that they don't love you. Because they're behaving that way. They're saying those kind of words. Nobody who loves another person will say this kind of words. So they don't love me. Fine. What power do I have at that time? Become the master of your mind. What power do you have? If you're the victim of their words, then what you're going to do is, what they say to you, you will start saying to yourself. Kabhi bhi dekhna, jo kuch koi bolta na, hum usi ki commentary repeat karte rehte apne andar. Karte rehte hain ki nahi karte rehte? Even if somebody says to you, you're very nice, hum sochte jayenge. They said, I'm very nice. They said, I'm very nice. They said, I'm very nice. They say it once, we say it. So imagine they say to you, you ruined my life. Now what's the commentary that starts inside? This is what I did, this is what I did, I gave up my job, I did this, I did. For this, this is what I'm going to hear after 20 years. So unki line ek thi, hamari lines kitni thi? Bahut sari thi. So who created those bahut sari lines? Who created? I. Pakka? Pakka? Be certain. Pakka, have you created those lines or they created those lines? They created those lines that is going on as a running commentary inside you, or you created those lines? Just those thoughts that you are creating when they say that line is whose creation? They or you? They trigger by creating one line. The rest of the 100 lines are whose creation? Just keep all those words aside. Use simple word. They spoke one line. Who speaks the rest of the lines? Sure? Now, if I am creating the rest of those lines, do I have the power to create a different quality of the rest of the lines? And if I shift to creating a different set of lines, then will they have the power to hurt me? So who actually hurt me? Who hurt us? The situation is what the situation is. Let's remove all this vocabulary which is not allowing me to say, I am the creator of my thoughts. No, but they influenced. Yeah, they influenced, but I still had a choice what I have to create. Nobody can enter into your mind and force you to think a certain way. You can lose your job today, you can lose your spouse today, you can lose your house today, you can lose your world today. Everything is outside. But what you're going to think inside is still going to be my commentary. And Rajyog only teaches me to create a perfect commentary inside. And if I had learned the art of creating this perfect commentary inside, then let anything happen in the outside world. And anything means anything. Because still the commentary inside is still my choice. The other day I was on a flight and somebody just showed me his phone and there was this whole building which was all charred, it was burnt, the rooms. He said, "Ye mera office hai." I said, "Acha." He said, "Ye aaj subah hua." And he was just saying it as if it was somebody else's office. I said, "Acha." I said, "Aap theek hai?" He said, "Haan." I said, "Bahut acha." He said, "Kisi ko bhi kuch nahi hua. I'm very happy today." Choice hai. And we all use these choices. There are many times when situations are tough and we create very powerful thoughts. Yes or no?
Yes.
The only thing we have to do is we have to do it always. Nothing new. We have to do it always. So who hurts me? Bolo, acche se bolo, acche se bolo. Because we've lived our life saying, they hurt me, she hurt me, he hurt me, they insulted me, they. Who hurt me? Now those of you who've come with your spouse, look at them and say, your power is over. After this you can't hurt me. The choice is going to be mine. You keep saying what you want to say. The choice is mine. And this is the first step of being nice to yourself. Being kind to yourself. We want the whole world to be nice to us. And we are standing like this in front of the world. Be nice to me, be kind to me, love me, say nice things to me. I can say any horrible things to myself, but the rest of the world should be nice to me. Why should the rest of the world be nice to me? They are not even being nice to themselves. How can they be nice to me? They don't have the power right now to be nice to me because they are not nice to themselves. If I am bitter inside, it's difficult to radiate nice energy. I can say words, but I won't be radiating the right energy. So who's ready to start writing their own commentary, their choice? And then after that, who's the only one who can hurt you? I. And who's the only one who can heal you?
I.
Finished. Happy Independence Day. It's Happy Independence Day. This is called Swarajya. Swarajya. Self-rule. Self-management. Theek hai? Now you're going to just write this. And now you're going to experiment with this for the next 2 days. And just see the difference. This is stimulus. This is my mind. This is stimulus. Because we were attached. The mind is attached to the stimulus. Dependency means attached. So as is the stimulus, so is the mind. In school we used to write, happy day of your life, essay. That's where the first seed was sown. Which is the happiest day of life? When something nice happened outside. And obviously when something nice did not happen outside, how can I be happy? Now which is going to be the happiest day of your life? Which is going to be the happiest day of your life? And how many times a day? Achche se bolo, tathastu ho jayega. How many times a day? Always. So when you go back, you'll be vibrating, smiling, and people say, gaye na wa, dekho jadu ho gaya, badal ke a gaye. Many people don't like to send their spouse here. Kehte jadu ho jata hai wahan pe jaane se. I said, kya jadu hota hai? Wo aate hain to gussa nahi karte. People tell us, wo gussa nahi kar rahe jab se wapas aaye hain. Last time we came for a retreat, and then after a month later, a couple came to the class and their son, college going. And I said, so, did you see a change in your mother? And he was like, yes. I said, what happened? No, she's not the way she went. I said, achha, matlab itna bura to kuch nahi ho gaya hoga wahan se aane ke baad. I said, what happened? Wo gussa hi nahi karti, abhi badal gayi hai wo ekdam. So, badal jana hai aise. Why? Why should we do it? We saw this morning. It is not just affirmations, are not just those few thoughts which we create for a particular situation. My every thought can create a disease, and my every thought can heal an existing disease. So how many of you liked Mohit Bhaiya's miracle this morning? Everybody. So are we just going to remain with liking his miracle, or are we going to create our miracle? Because tab tak to it's somebody else's story. And we've always heard many stories. And miracle was everything that used the power of the mind. When the world said no this, and that mind said no this. And the world said, wow, how lucky. Somebody said miracle. Somebody says Bhagwan ki blessings. It's the power of the mind. And once we get into this practice, then creating miracles just becomes a normal way of living. Because you're using the power of the mind in every scene of life, every situation of life. And then you shift from saying, I'm stressed, to saying, I'm happy. Last word. I'm happy always. Underline. Happy always. Imagine if people's behavior doesn't create any pain in us. Toh disease banegi kahan se? Disease comes from the word dis-ease. Dis-ease. When I, the soul, shift from my position of ease to dis-ease, the result of that is a dis-ease in the body. So we are here, I am a soul, then there is an energy body, a body of light, and then there is a physical body. So first the disease happens here, then that disease radiates vibration to the energy body, and then the disease manifests in the physical body after a few years. And then we go to the doctor and we get the disease removed from the physical body. So whether it's a tumor, whether it's a heart blockage, the doctor can only, because they are trained for that. They will remove it from the physical body, and then they say to us, lifestyle. Dhyan rakhna, then they say, nahi to fir se ho jayega. Bolte na aisa, fir se ho jayega. Why does a disease recur? Puri treatment ho gayi, sara theek ho gaya, everything is gone. Why does it come back? Because it was removed only from the physical body. The cause of the disease was not removed. And where is the cause of the disease? Lifestyle, of course. But lifestyle is not just eating, drinking, sleeping, exercising. Where is life? Where is life? Atma. So lifestyle means the way I think, the way I speak, the way I behave, the way I work, the way I live. That is lifestyle. So if a doctor says change your lifestyle, don't just change your eating, sleeping, exercising. It is the way I think, the way I speak, the way I behave. If I have the habit of getting irritated, it's an unhealthy lifestyle. If I get the habit of creating hurt for every time somebody is not my way, it's an unhealthy lifestyle. If I have the habit of controlling people and wanting them to be my way, it's an unhealthy lifestyle. If I have the habit of seeking approval from people, it's an unhealthy lifestyle. If I have the habit of needing validation from people around me and I want to become like them, it's an unhealthy lifestyle. And this unhealthy lifestyle will create upheaval in this body. So lifestyle is not outside only. 2024, I'm sure we all know at least one person who was leading a healthy lifestyle outside and they suddenly left. How many of us knows at least one person who left like that? Suddenly, abhi abhi sab theek hai, abhi abhi gone. Kahan dard hua? Yahan. Which means this heart was getting affected since, but we didn't know. And so you saw that research today that the predominant cause was stress. So stress means any unhealthy emotion. And we saw that gene structure and we saw that layer on top, right? And what did they say? Change your emotion, this gene will change. Simple. Not just change your food. Not just change your sleeping habit, exercise. Change an emotion. Put both your hands outside. Now I'll say out a few sanskars. And you're going to put it on the left hand side if it's not healthy, and it's on the right hand side if it's healthy. Or you can call it normal, not normal. Not by the definition of what the world says, but by definition of what you feel when you're creating that sanskar. Stress. And say it out, left or right?
Left.
Left. And the world says stress is? Normal. The world says stress is necessary. And we are going to say stress is an emotional dis-ease. I'm not at ease when I'm stressed. So it is a dis-ease, not physical disease, not a mental health issue. It is an emotional dis-ease. Remember this, go home and teach your children. Don't tell them exam hai, stress to hoga hi. Train them right from the first day of school. Exam is exam, and exam needs a very calm, peaceful, powerful mind. Train them from the first day. Last day exam will be smooth experience. The child goes in the 10th standard, the whole world around. Achha, aapke board ke exam hai. Oh ho, ye saal to bahut difficult hoga. Tathastu. Bahut stress hoga. And parents ko aapko bhi to stress hoga na, aapke bachcho ke board ke exams hai. Itna bolte hain, pura saal bolte hain. And then 1 week before the exam bolte hain, bachcha stress mat karna tumhare board ke exams hai. So we equated exam with stress. And if I equate my academic exam with stress, then my every exam of life will also get equated to stress. And actually, what does every exam of life need? What kind of mind is needed to cross that exam? Calm. Teach from kindergarten. You know how many children left in 2024 chose not to live? They chose not to live. And they just wrote a chitti for their parents saying, we're sorry, we couldn't meet up to your expectations. Why? Because that parent conditioned them that you becoming this will be my happen. And it's not that one particular parent. We as parents, as society, created that conditioning. Aap ye ban jaoge to hum bahut khush honge. Change vocabulary. Aap banoge apne fayde ke liye. Meri khushi is not dependent on your marks. Be very clear. Tell your child, my happiness is not dependent on your marks. And your happiness is also not dependent on your marks. Your performance is important. Your professional career is important. Your professional career is dependent on your marks. But happiness is not dependent on your marks. True or false? So will your face remain the same if the marks are less or more? You have to do it. If we haven't learned from so many children losing their life and we still don't learn, it's not, remember, it's not one parent. It is society who has created that conditioning. And so that child feels like a failure. Failure doesn't want to live. Imagine that parent will say, don't become anything, just come back. Just come back. But we conditioned. So can we go back and change that conditioning? Marks are very important. Performance is very important. But happiness has nothing to do with them. True or false? Pakka pakka. Aise upar upar se nahi palna. Achha, if happiness was dependent on marks, then all the ones who come first should be happiest. Is that okay? Is that true?
No.
So then, go to the premier institutes of the country today. Those children are over there who have not come anything but first all their life. And they have psychiatrists, they have psychologists in the premier institutes, and yet they have people in the campus who are choosing not to live. So they to wo to kabhi second aaye nahi na. So why are we creating this wrong conditioning in them? say marks bahut important, but this is separate. This will work separately, this will work separately. It's two different worlds. Inner world, outer world is separate. Don't club both of them and make the inner world dependent on the outer world. Because then if that outer world is not my way, the inner world will collapse, and that is what is happening today. So how to learn to be happy? How are you going to teach your children how to learn to be happy? Just by doing one thing, thinking right in every situation. Nimbu chamach race kheli thi school mein? Kis kis ne kheli thi school mein nimbu chamach? That's the way to live life. Rakho chamach idhar, rakho nimbu idhar. Run. Run in the race. But you don't win just because you reach that end. You win if you reach that end with the limbu on the spoon. And where is that lemon? Where is that lemon which has to be on the spoon? Rakho ungli. You'll have to do that many times these 3 days. Where is that lemon? Here. So if I come first but I get stressed, I get anxious, I take anti-anxiety medicine before the exam, the world can call you successful. But actually, no. Actually, no. Because it's very visible you don't have the strength to face challenges of your life. And it's very easy to build that strength, provided we work on that. So, theek hai, can we separate marks from happiness? Ready? Yes. Ispe bhi work karna hai, ispe bhi work karna hai. And most important, to teach them to be able to give their exams peaceful and powerful. They will perform better, obviously. But most important is, they will not go through this depletion in every exam. Exam to khatam ho jata hai. But I, the soul, got depleted because of that exam. Then I, the soul, got depleted because of this exam. Then I, the soul, got depleted because of this situation. Then I, the soul, got depleted because of this person's behavior. Once you create a dependency, it's a dependency. Independent means independent. So marks and happiness separate? Yes? Performance and happiness separate?
Yes.
Body and happiness separate?
Yes.
My body is not well. Can I be happy?
Yes.
My body is not well. Can I be happy?
Yes.
Put your hand out like this. This is paining. You wake up tomorrow morning, this hand is paining. Let's say it's numb absolutely. Okay? Where is it paining? It's paining here. Now take the journey. Where is it paining? It's paining here. It's paining here. It's hurting here. And here. And here. And here. Yahan tak pahunch gaya dard. Yahan? Can this pain in this hand cause pain here? Soch ke. Aram se. Can this pain in the hand, this numbness in that hand, cause pain here? Pakka? This side? Can this pain cause pain here? Anji? Change the vocabulary. What is the meaning of I don't allow? Get the vocabulary right. How do I allow? By, yeah, very easy. How do I allow? By creating the thought. Kya ho gaya, mere ko kya ho gaya, ab kya hoga, cancer to nahi hai, bimari to nahi hai, heart attack to nahi hai, aur fir online jao. Pain in the hand is equal to, oh, so many things. So this pain in the hand did not create the pain here. What I created about the pain in the hand created the pain here. Yes or no? Get the vocabulary right. Once the vocabulary right, everything easy. The pain in the hand did not create the pain here. Who created the pain here? The way I think about the pain in the hand created the... Now very important. Put the finger here. Now I start creating those worry, fear thoughts. Now, important. When it starts paining here, does that do anything to the pain in the hand? When I start creating pain here, does that do anything to the pain in the hand? Karke dekhna agli baar. Everything should be experimented and then believed. Till then not. It's paining. Here, anywhere it's paining, just start creating a thought. It's paining. बहुत दर्द हो रहा है. कोई आपको क्या हो रहा है? आपको क्या बताऊँ? बहुत दर्द है. Is an affirmation. And what will the affirmation do? Because the law is. Please write the law in your diary. The law is संकल्प से सृष्टि बनती है. Our thoughts create our world. Today we are living opposite of the law. We are living srishti se sankalp banta hai, which means situations create my thoughts. So if I don't get the law right, I'll never get the result right. If I don't get the equation right, I can never pass. It was only important to know the equations, then we could solve any problem in the exam. But if the equation is wrong, uske baad panne bhare, aray, maine to 3 supplement liye the. नंबर ही नहीं आए, ज्यादा क्यों नहीं आए? फर्स्ट लाइन ऑफ द इक्वेशन वॉज नॉट करेक्ट. सो संकल्प से सृष्टि. अगेन पुट योर फिंगर, वेयर इज द संकल्प? थॉट्स. संकल्प. व्हाट हैपेंस? माय एवरी थॉट क्रिएट्स अ फीलिंग फर्स्ट, व्हिच मींस माय इमोशन. सो व्हेन यू से आई एम नॉट फीलिंग गुड टुडे, यू कांट चेंज अ फीलिंग. यू विल हैव टू चेंज योर थॉट टू क्रिएट चेंज द फीलिंग. आई एम फीलिंग लो टुडे, यू कांट चेंज द फीलिंग. चेक व्हाट वॉज आई थिंकिंग. And that is why I'm feeling low. Now change the thought, the feeling will change. So the sankalp is the seed. So the first thing it affects is emotional health. Second thing it affects is mental health. Third, where would the vibration from here radiate to? First it's here, it's affecting here. Uske baad your energy kahan jayegi? So the one which gets influenced by my vibrations the most is my physical body, because it's the closest to the soul. जो आपके जितने नजदीक होगा, दैट्स वेयर योर वाइब्रेशंस आर रीचिंग. सो संकल्प से सृष्टि मीन्स इमोशनल हेल्थ, मेंटल हेल्थ, थर्ड फिजिकल हेल्थ. एंड दैट्स व्हाट वी सॉ दिस मॉर्निंग. फोर्थ, वेयर इज द थॉट्स फ्रॉम योर रीचिंग? इट्स रेडिएटिंग टू द पर्सन यू आर थिंकिंग अबाउट. Relationships are not based on how we speak to each other, how we behave with each other, what we do for each other. Relationships are only and only how we think about each other. If there's any conflict in relationship, change the way. One person needs to change the way they are thinking about the other person, relationship will change. We'll see that tomorrow. So the next aspect of my life that gets influenced is relationships. Fourth, my professional life. Who's doing all the work? Yeah. And fifth, environment. Why Prakriti is doing so much uthal puthal now? Because millions and billions of stressed minds, worried minds, angry minds, anxious minds, fearful minds. You saw the water crystal today? Did you see the water crystal today? What is that water crystal showing? If there was a word love, the crystal was very finely structured, it was formed. Where there was a word hate, stress, fear, the crystal was not formed. 70-75% of this body is water. And every thought that I am creating inside is influencing that water, and that's influencing the health of my body. I am hurt, they did this to me, nobody loves me, nobody cares for me. Now just visualize what's happening to the crystal in my body and the water. And just for that sake, immediately change the way you think. Hum bolte rehte andar itna kuch. And that's influencing that water. Now, the water in the city. Have you heard the line? Kaun se shahar ka pani peete ho aap? To hum kaun se shahar ka pani peete? Mumbai, Delhi, Hyderabad, Bangalore. What are the predominant emotions in these cities? Predominant emotions. Collective vibration of the city. Like you're seeing this collective vibration, like that every city has a collective vibration. Every home has a collective vibration. So what is the collective vibration of these cities? Stress, fear, worry, very important vibration, hurry. Jaldi karo. Kidhar jana jaldi? Nahi, bas pata nahi, jaldi karo. Go there, start drinking the water, 5 days later I keep saying, jaldi karo. And I'm like, why am I saying jaldi karo? So one sister said, Bombay ka pani pi rahe ho na itte din se. And that is the reason, don't drink water before you change the vibration. Don't ever drink water without changing the vibrations of that water. Because even if you decide, I want to be calm, I want to be peaceful, you work hard, you meditate, you do this, and then you just pick up a glass of water and drink water which has vibration of stress, anger, fear, worry, na aapko pata nahi chalega uske baad aap gussa kyun kar rahe ho. And then you say, I decided not to get angry. And phir bhi I reacted, and then we give up on ourselves. So first protection, don't drink water before changing the vibration. Hold your glass of water. What is the vibration in that water? In your city, stress, anger, fear. Now put everything opposite of that. So if there's stress in my city, I will put in the water, I'm always happy. If there is fear in my city, I will put in the water, I'm fearless, I'm confident. This world is Kaliyug. So I put in my water, I am a Satyugi soul. Kaliyug ka pani peena hai, lekin usko Satyug energy mein convert karke phir peena hai. So those affirmations we will write later, don't worry. Can we do this for the next 3 days here? We're going to do this here, 3 days, okay? Kya karna hai? Pakarna hai aise, and you're going to do it every time. And you might forget initially, it's going to take us 3-4 days to make a habit. So even if you finished half the glass and you remember, stop and do it. We're teaching the child to create a habit. So we just look at the glass of water, and even if you're sitting with people and you don't want to look at the glass, doesn't matter. Ideally look and teach them also to do it. Remember yesterday lines, first knowledge to know, then yoke to be, third, to bring it into action, to do. Fourth, share. So then look at the water and say, I'm a powerful soul. I'm always happy. I'm calm and stable in every situation. And most important, say to your water every day, my body is perfect and healthy always. My body is perfect and healthy always. Easy? Char line? Kitna time lagega? 4 second bhi nahi. Can I do this every time I have a glass of water? Yes. Can I? Yes. Yes. And every time I eat. Every time you eat, you're going to start from dinner today. Khana le liya, it's there, don't start eating. Do we eat without washing our hands? No. Why? Infection. We don't eat without energizing it because of emotional, vibrational infection. Jaisa ann, vaisa man. This is so much power, I can't explain how much power this is. This is so much power. We have so much evidence that the mind of the person who has cooked for you within half an hour, 1 hour starts becoming your mind. Direct. The thought from there will go to you direct. And you will say like, yeah, meko ye thought kahan se aa gaya? Through the food. Any day you're not feeling your normal self, just go and ask the person who cooked for you that day, aapka mood theek hai? And so be very careful who's cooking for you. You need to have happy people cooking for you. So a very powerful aspect of you feeling good here is actually the food. It's the food. So the food here is cooked in a very silent, meditative state. And after cooking, after we finish cooking, then we take the samples of all the food in a plate, and then we go into the meditation room and focused meditation 10 minutes at least with the food, and then come back and add it to all the food, and then it comes to you. And then the next stage is just before eating, we again pause for 10 seconds, radiate that vibration and then do it. Put this into your life, aadha stress to sirf isi se khatam ho jayega. Because it's actually not our stress, we are absorbing the stress from the water and the food. ठीक है, कर सकते हैं. सो टुनाइट फॉर डिनर, खाने के साथ, आई एम अ पावरफुल सोल. पावरफुल सोल मीन्स इमोशनली इंडिपेंडेंट, दैट इज पावरफुल. इमोशनली इंडिपेंडेंट, आई डोंट रिएक्ट, आई एम पावरफुल, आई रिस्पॉन्ड, आई एम द मास्टर ऑफ व्हाट आई थिंक, व्हाट आई स्पीक, व्हाट आई बिहेव. द रिमोट कंट्रोल इज विद मी. आई एम अ पावरफुल सोल. वी जस्ट डू 3-4 नाउ फॉर 2 डेज. आई एम अ पावरफुल बींग, आई एम ऑलवेज हैप्पी. Because we are living in a world which is saying, I'm always stressed. Stress is normal. So nowadays they say, I'm depressed. So you just can't eat and drink that. Third, I'm fearless, I'm confident. Why we need to do this? Post-COVID, the fundamental emotion in the air is fear. Bina karan ke dar lag raha hai. Without any reason. And that's why if you see post-COVID anxiousness, especially with children, because 2 years we created fear as our predominant emotion. We said COVID hai, dar to lagega hai, COVID hai, dar to lagega hai, COVID hai, dar to lagega hai. 2 years, 5 continents, billions of people said COVID hai, dar to lagega hai. COVID got over, dar is here to stay. Unless we do something about it. So I am fearless, I am confident. My body is perfect. You can say my mind and body is perfect and healthy always. And in case of any health issue, you put that line there. Whatever you want to, let's say sugar levels are high, you will put a line, my sugar levels are normal, give the figure, put it in your every meal, that meal and water is going into the body, it's going to heal the body. इसीलिए पहले जमाने में सिखाया करते थे खाना खाने के टाइम ध्यान से बोलो, टोकना नहीं किसी को, ये नहीं करना, किसी को बोलना नहीं एक रोटी और क्यों ली. एवरी वर्ड वॉज एक्चुअली टेलिंग देम डोंट से अ रॉन्ग वर्ड अराउंड द फूड. आपको पता है पहले जमाने में आटा भी ऐसे कपड़े से ढका करते थे एंड उस कपड़े के अंदर ऐसे हाथ डालते थे, फिर आटा निकालते थे, फिर बनाते थे, क्योंकि चलते फिरते किसी की नजर मींस किसी की थॉट वाइब्रेशन भी उस आटे पे नहीं जानी चाहिए. एंड इसीलिए आज भी प्रसाद अगर आप देखो तो कैसे होता है, प्रसाद इज नेवर विजिबल टू द वर्ल्ड, इट्स ऑलवेज ढका हुआ, क्योंकि चलते फिरते अच्छा ये तो थोड़ा है, ये तो कम है, अब कैसे पूरा होगा, लोग ज्यादा, ऑल दैट गोज इन टू द फूड. सो इट्स ऑलवेज कवर्ड, नोबडी कैन सी इट. And if you go to any mandir, any gurdwara, here also, how can you calculate how many people are going to come today? It's always an approximate number. But sometimes people are just more than that approximate number. But you will never have any gurdwara, any mandir ever say to you, aaj prasad khatam ho gaya. You know why? Because they just keep taking this and they say, bharpoor hai, bharpoor hai, bharpoor hai, bharpoor hai. Aur wo hamesha bharpoor hi rehta hai because that's the word they're putting in the food. So never look at the food and say, kam hai. That will create lack in your life, not just in the food. Never say any negative word around the food while cooking, while eating. And obviously that means you cannot have screens on while eating. Because then it's not your words, it's somebody else's words. Imagine watching the world news and having your dinner. Kaun kaun karta hai aise raat ka khana? आज से you know those words, those emotions, that screaming, that screeching, that crying, that fighting, everything is going in the food. अजय भाई वो फोटो दिखाएंगे, just look at this picture. It's no experiment, huh? It's just happened last week in somebody's house. डाल दिया. So there's a family who comes to class and they just send this photo. They were not experimenting with anything. They just got 2 plants home, like we get plants home, and they kept 1 plant in the meditation room and 1 plant in their drawing room. Simple, jaise hum karte hain, ek pauda idhar rakh diya, ek pauda udhar rakh diya. And this is the photo after a few days, that the plant in the meditation room is different from the plant in the other room. Can you see the difference? Dikh raha hai? Pata chal raha hai? Yes? Bigger, greener, brighter. No experiment, no focused thoughts on anything. Just kept in 2 different rooms. Now imagine, what if a 3rd plant from this was in a slaughterhouse? This is one is meditation room, the other is normal room. Now put a 3rd plant in a slaughterhouse. Wo kaisa hota? Let's visualize. Kaisa hota? What would be the vibrations there? What would be the vibrations there? Not only fear. Fear, anger, helplessness, hurt, hatred, violence, death. सुन के ही अच्छा नहीं लग रहा. तो फिर खाने का आइडिया तो क्या करना पड़ेगा आज? Think, always pause and check. Food is not just nutrients. Food is vibrations plus nutrients. How come the line is not jaisa an vaisa tan? That should have been, right? It should have been jaisa an vaisa tan. The line is not jaisa an vaisa tan. The line is jaisa an vaisa man. Jaisa man vaisa tan. And jaisa dhan vaisa an. Five. Right. Dhan. Dhan se aayega an. So very important, the way I earn the money. The way I earn money. Not how much I earn, how I earn. How I earn. So dhan se aayega an. Jaisa an, vaisa man. Jaisa man, vaisa tan. And that third, fifth one is vaisa jan, which means relationships. So wealth, food, mind, body, relationships is a complete destiny. So food is not just nutrients. Ha ha, bacche ne kha liya. Don't be just happy usne kha liya. Screen laga di, usne kha liya, and we are very happy. It would have been better nahin khata. It would have been better nahin khata. So how many of us have children watching screens, eating? Okay, and how many of us are watching screens while eating? Good. So who's the first one who has to stop? Only one. Don't go home and give them gyan. You remember those four steps? Knowledge, to know, to be, to do, and then to share. Nahi to bolenge, aa gaye wahan se. Don't do this, don't do this, don't eat like... Just be and do and create that change. Just be and do. Is it possible to have meals without screens? Yes. No work conversations while eating. Lunch should not be having work conversations. Take 10 minutes in silence. Go alone and have your lunch. Alone. Don't drink office ka pani. Take ghar se pani. आपको याद है पुराने जमाने में अपना पानी लोग लेक साथ में जाते थे. That was the reason. किसी के घर का पानी नहीं पीते थे. मालूम है क्यों? That was not a caste system. It was because they knew कि वो जिसके घर का पानी पिएंगे, उस घर की जो भी हालात चल रही हैं, what is the state in that house, that's going to influence their mind. They will carry the bottle of water everywhere. Today, if there's some house which is in a lot of pain, and you just go there and drink a glass of water. Jaisa an, vaisa man. Jaisa pani, vaisi vani. So an and pani has to be high vibrations. So we convert our an into prashad and convert our pani into amrit. Amrit kaise banate hain? Aise pani lete hain. Usme kya karte hain? Mantra bolte hain. And then you use that water to energize. So mantra means we say our high energy words. So, aaj se we are going to have only prashad and amrit, which means high energy food, high energy water. Don't try and energize anything else beyond that. Socho ke kuch bhi bol de, wo energize ho jayega. Aisa nahi. Kuch log aise bhi karte hain because that's why. Achha, phir to hum kuch bhi kha pi le, usme char words bol denge? Nahi. Haanji? She's saying जो बाहर खाते हैं वो तो charge नहीं कर सकते. क्यों नहीं कर सकते? You have to do it before you start eating. But you know what? Just go home and practice one thing. 3 months. Only 3 months you have to practice. If you get a result, continue. Don't get a result, छोड़ देना. As far as possible, don't eat out. Eat. Keep eating out like only I'm traveling. It's a necessity. So be eat out. And this is only a decision. It's only a choice. वो लगेगा बहुत मुश्किल है, बहुत easy है. Mohit bhaiya, mustn't have eaten out for 40 years. I haven't eaten out for 30 years. It's very easy. But you eat out when you're traveling. But don't sit at home and order from outside. Because who is cooking for you? What is their state of mind while they are cooking? What is the intention of the food is profit? When you're cooking at home, the intention of the food is nourishment. It's health. हम अपने परिवार के लिए प्यार से बना रहे हैं. They are cooking for their earning, not for your health. Fundamental intention is profit. And that's why if you see, the more I will eat out, my fundamental intention will also be just money. That's why people say, nowadays, why has the world become so materialistic? Because they're eating out more. Why today siblings are fighting? Because they're not eating at home. Pehle when one parent was cooking and everybody's eating together, cooked that way, automatically bonding ho rahi thi. Automatically. So we were living in a world where one person would give away their plot of land, their flat to the other one. Are hum to parivar hai. And today we've created a world, we'll say, okay, fine, I'll see you in court. And this all happened in our lifetime, right? This has happened in our lifetime. And these are the simple things, because we were always eating at home. Eating out when we were in school used to be like a celebration. Achha, aaj aapka birthday hai. Oh, you get to eat out. Wasn't it that way? Yes. So just look at, these are the simple things we changed. Destiny changed completely because sankalp was changing. Srishti changed. Srishti changed. Change your sankalp, your srishti will change. Which means your emotional, mental, physical, relationships, environment, professional, everything will change. So is it possible to eat at home as far as possible? Kaun kaun kar sakta hai? Abhi rakh do sir pe. Tathas. Ye karte jana, wapas jaake bolna nahi. Oh, okay sir, bahut mushkil. How many of us go for parties? Now just visualize an environment of, and that doesn't mean don't go for a party, okay? We're just saying, what's the vibration in that party? What's the energy? What's the conversation? So if you want to protect yourself, have your meals and then go for your party. Possible? Possible or not possible? Ab aap bolenge hum party mein jayenge kyun, fir khana peena hi nahi hai udhar to, par mat jao, no problem. The way people are socializing today is not a de-stressor. It's probably a bigger depleter than the Monday to Friday working culture. So Monday to Friday work stress, and then they'll say Saturday, Sunday party de-stressor. No, it's a depleter. The timing is wrong, the sleep cycle is wrong, the food is wrong, the drink is wrong, the conversations are not right. And while having all those conversations, so and so did this, this is what is happening in that country, we are having the food over there. Aise khana nahi khate hai. So aapko lagta hai isse kya ho raha hai? Isi se sab kuch ho raha hai. Isi se sab kuch ho raha hai. Have your food, then go for the party. Protect yourself. Happiness and health doesn't come easy. There's a little purushartha that has to be done for it. But once you do it for 2-3 months, it's your natural way of living. It's your natural way of living. Kar sakte hain khana kha ke jayenge? Ho sakta hai? Nahi ho sakta? Ho sakta hai, phir tathas to karo. Fit karna hai. Again, energy. In a room of, let's say, 500 people in a party, what all conversations are there in that room? What all conversations are there? And everybody is eating in that room. Nahi. And that's why the Bharat Sanskriti has this, that when you get your food, first pray, energize, put those high energy words, and then eat in silence. Because galti se bhi ek galat word usme nahi jana chahiye. Today what has happened? Breakfast is in a hurry to go to work, lunch is at workplace, and dinner is with family, but because dinner is the only meal when we are together, we are discussing all our problems on the dining table. No problem discussion on a dining table. No wrong word on a dining table. Don't say anything with your food which you don't want should happen in your life. Itna sa kar lo, aadhi cheezein to yahi theek ho jayenge. Itna easy hai. Itna easy hai. We can't say that ye mushkil, but we want to be happy and healthy. Not possible. Choti choti galtiyon ne ye life create kiye, and ye choti choti theek cheeze life ko change kar denge. And most important is when you do it, who's going to learn to do it? You know, children, kindergarten, you teach them 3 affirmations to do before their meal. Next day you will forget and they will remind you ki humne kiya nahi apna little prayer. Karte hain ki nahi karte? Then, and imagine teaching a child at that age that just pause and say all these five lines of your personal prayer before you start eating, then you send them in any part of the world, they'll never forget to do it. They will never forget to do it. So if you're eating at home, 5 lines. If you're eating outside, 20 lines. Which means say those 5 lines 4 times to counter the vibration of somebody else. Main important thing is the food outside is cooked in a hurry. Bulk cooking ho rahi hai na, itni cooking ho rahi hai. So it's in a hurry. So even if your office is providing you meals, take food from home. Aapka aadhe se zyada stress khatam ho jayega. Possible to take food from home? Yes. Thoda sa effort. Go back to cooking. There's no point earning so much that I don't have time to cook for my family. No. This is self-care. And when you care for yourself means you've started loving yourself. We are abusing ourselves every day. Abusing ourselves every day. Okay? So these simple steps are your first stage of that affirmation. So one law is sankalp se srishti. Second law is sankalp se siddhi. Law of attraction, law of manifestation, these are all English words which came from there. In the culture of Bharat, it's there since thousands of years. Sankalp se siddhi. Siddhi means the thought will become a reality. Reality. It will manifest. It will become a reality. One thought doesn't become a reality. But if you say that thought often, it becomes a reality. Wo siddha ho jayega. So we said, I am stressed, I am stressed, I am stressed, I am stressed. We said it every single day. We made it normal. Nowadays the children are not saying I am stressed. They are saying I am depressed. Please go home and tell them you are not to say this. नहीं बोलना है, even अगर हैं तो भी नहीं बोलना है. So what is संकल्प से सिद्धि means? Once I understand that law that any thought I create repeatedly will become my reality, I start changing my thoughts. Remember yesterday on the screen, think less. Second, think slow. Third, think right. Which one of these three we have to do first? Think less, think slow, think right. Which one we have to do first? Think right. You think right, think less, think slow, automatically ho gaya. Living in a world of epidemic, overthinking. How many of us experience overthinking? Bolta jata hai, without any comma, full stop. Bolta jata hai, that overthinking means, thinking more means, it is not thinking right. If I create worry, it will just go on, non-stop. It's not a right thought and that's why it's more. So don't work on the quantity, work on the quality of the thought. The quantity will change on its own. You can't tell your mind, think less, think less, think less. No, it's not going to happen like that. Think right. So if I say, they said this to me, how could this to me? Yeah, I bolte jate. Obviously it will be a long conversation. Tomorrow we'll see how to change that one thought. So now let's write a set of affirmations which we're going to use for the next 3 days. And then of course after we go home from here. So that was just 3 lines for the food. We'll make it a little longer for us, at least 10 thoughts. And what is the sankalp going to be? What I want should happen in my life. I have to say it already has happened. Please get this equation right. Because if you get this equation right, then creating miracles becomes a way of living. Remember today Mohit Bhai was saying again and again, it's magic, it's magic, it's magic. What is meaning of magic? Whatever I think, it happens. Why? Because he's working on thinking right. Once you start thinking right, your power of the mind increases. And then tathastu starts happening very often. But then responsibility increases because then if I create a negative thought, wo bhi tathastu ho jata hai. And that is why we always used to hear in the scriptures, ke vardaan diya, to bhi tathastu ho gaya, shrap diya, to bhi tathastu ho gaya. But wo vardaan and shrap kaun de raha tha? Kaun de raha tha? I was giving to myself. Do you want to create a life where you create a thought and it happens? Do you want to create a life, you create a thought and it happens? And you know, you will reach a stage where only what can happen will become your thought. Which means suddenly, the inside mind when it's in our control, suddenly the outside world comes according to my way. because the rule is sankalp se srishti banti hai. So if I take charge of the sankalp, my srishti starts aligning to be my way. And it's amazing power. And that's when we say life is bliss, because jo chaho wo ho raha hai. Socho aur wo ho jata hai, because uspe thoda sa attention rakha hai. And it is very, very easy. Very easy. So, first thought, I am a powerful being. Second thought, these are the first four thoughts which we've already put in the food and water. Second thought, I'm always happy. When you go back home, you go back to work, somebody will say, why are you so happy? What happened? Bolo, nothing, it's my nature. Bilkul aisa. Respectfully but confident. Bolo, it's just my nature. You know why? Because seeing you happy, authentically happy, not just smiling like that, authentically happy, you are radiating power to people around you. How many of you like to do something for people? You know what's the one thing that the world needs right now? What is the world need right now? Kya chahiye dunya mein? Shanti chahiye, shakti chahiye, khushi chahiye. You create it, you are a radiator of it. You create it, you're radiating it to your children. You have to say nothing. They are absorbing your vibrations. Why children are so stressed today? So parents will say, oh, academic pressure, oh this, oh nothing, nothing of that sort. Let's not talk about academic pressure, because their academic pressure is nothing compared to what ours used to be. Right? Right? How did we give our board exams? How did we give our board exams? Rakesh, you remember ICSE, how you gave your 10th standard exams? How many exams in 1 week? Morning to evening we gave ICSE. 8 o'clock you go to the school, 4 o'clock you come back. Monday to Friday, finished. So abhi to light bhi nahi jaati ghar mein, normal. So 8 to 4... We used to give 2 exams in 1 day, and most important in that era, one subject was of 3 years, 8th to 10th standard. Which means you can't even look at the page one evening before. Ye bhi nahi kar sakte. But we did not say, I'm stressed. I said, thodi tension ho rahi hai, kal exam hai. And we were like, it's okay, theek ho jayegi. And the day the exam is over, it's over. And today, wo exams kaise de rahe? One exam today. One exams, 5 days baad, one exam. Itni chutti hame milti to hum to padhte hi na pure saal, wo 5 din mein ho jata syllabus. Nahi ho jata. And then they're saying academic stress. What academic stress? No, don't create wrong concepts in their mind. It is not academic stress. Stress is equal to pressure divided by resilience. What the world is trying to do is, the world is trying to reduce the pressure of the children, and that's a big mistake. It's a big mistake that they are doing. Reducing the pressure of the children. Don't reduce their pressure. Increase their resilience, because life is not going to reduce their pressures. We are very happy. Oh, humne apne bachcho ko jis school mein bheja, wahan to exam hi nahi hote. Achha, phir uske baad kya hoga? Even if you put them in school where there is no exam, even if you put them in a university where there is no exam, life still has exams. Either you create a life for them where there is no exam. So in fact, put them in a situation with a high pressure. Why people from India were in good positions all over the world creating magic? Because they were educated through a high pressure course. So don't reduce pressures of children, it's not good for them. Increase the denominator, don't reduce the numerator. Because how much ever you reduce the numerator, the denominator is still getting depleted. So they are still stressed. Even with 10 days holiday between 2 exams, they are still stressed. So, exam is not equal to stress. Lower resilience is the cause of my stress. Okay? So I am calm and stable always. I am calm and stable always. I am a giver. I am a giver means I am always like this. emotionally we are talking. We may be financially dependent, physically we may need help from people, but emotionally, no, we don't need anything from anybody. We are a giver. I give love, I give happiness, I give peace, I give appreciation, I give trust, I give understanding. I need nothing. Put it everywhere. Mujhe kisi se kuch nahi chahiye. I only give, give and give. Roz bolo, ek mahine mein ye bachcha seekh jayega. It's very easy to change the way the mind thinks. It's the easiest thing to do actually. Sabse asaan. My every relationship is perfect. My every relationship is perfect. I accept people, people accept me. In case any issue with any relationship, write their name and say, my relationship with this one is the best. Perfect. Then you can make one for your professional life. Everyone around in the world is saying, oh, IT sector, jobs, this, that, by the end of this year. So mind will already start creating a thought. Now you create the affirmation for that. Likhna nahi hai, pehle batana hai kya, phir likhenge. What will be the affirmation for that? Everyone around us is saying, people are losing jobs, this company is losing jobs. Okay, what's my thought going to be? Remember, the outer world doesn't create my thoughts. I am the creator. What's my thought going to be? My job is perfect and? And rewarding. Acha. Or? Abundance of resources available. So, Agya's secret? Now you write like this, same vocabulary. Whatever, always remember, it's a tathastu line. Whatever you want should be, you have to say it is. Not it should be, it is. I'm in the best place at the right time. And in case tomorrow you lose your job, first thought, not after 1 hour, first thought, become the master of the situation and say, kya bolenge? Chale jaldi batana, what will happen? Abhi abhi pata chala, email aa gayi, don't come from tomorrow. Bolo shukriya, there's another beautiful job waiting for me. Out. Don't allow the outer world here. It's always going to be here. If you take charge of your mind, then whatever you do, you'll excel at that. So always remember, sankalp se srishti hai, srishti se sankalp nahi. Never allow your sankalp to be influenced by your srishti. Influence your srishti with your sankalp, because the law is that. And it's only a few days of practice, bas, bahut easy ho jayega ye. Kuch bhi ho, bolo, this has come for my benefit. In Hindi we say, ye mere kalyan ke liye aaya hai. Ye seen kalyankari hai. There is a benefit in this. Here comes a crisis and say, ye mere kalyan ke liye aaya hai. I will go above the situation. If I am above the situation, I can take charge. But if I say, aise kaise ho gaya, ye mere saath kaise ho gaya, ab kya hoga? Now I am here and the situation has overpowered me. First win in your mind, then win over the situation. So keep this as a mantra. Because aane wala samay kaafi baate dikhane wala hai. Just keep it as your mantra. Ye mere kalyan ke liye hua hai. This has happened for my benefit. Kalyan ke alawa meri life mein kuch hota hi nahi aur. Kuch pe aaja ek logenge, aisa ho gaya, bolo, badhiya hi hua hai. Kyunki badhiya ke alawa to meri jeevan mein kuch hota hi nahi aur. थोड़े दिन बाद ये वोकैबुलरी बन जाती है, दूसरों को कितनी भी अजीब लगे, हमारी जीवन उसी वोकैबुलरी से चलती है. बिकॉज जैसे ही हम बढ़िया बोलते हैं, तो पहले कौन बढ़िया हो जाता है? द माइंड. एंड इफ द माइंड इज बढ़िया, लाइफ इज बढ़िया. बट इफ एवरीथिंग इज बढ़िया एंड माइंड इज नॉट बढ़िया, लाइफ इज नॉट बढ़िया. सो फर्स्ट कीप द माइंड बढ़िया, एवरीथिंग विल वर्क ऑन दैट. सो यू क्रिएटेड योर प्रोफेशनल अफर्मेशन, यस एवरीबडी. Never create a thought of lack in life. Kam hai. Resources kam hai. Paise kam hai. Nahi. Even like we heard this morning, samay kam hai. I'm very busy. I don't have time. Well, I'm easy, I have more time than I need. We have more wealth than I need. Itna time hai, pata nahi chal raha karna kya hai. That's vocabulary. Matlab kuch nahi karna hai, sara din jhoot bolna hai, bas yehi karna hai. झूठ क्यों बोलना है? पीपल से अरे ये तो हम झूठ बोल रहे हैं. हाँ झूठ ही बोलना है, बिकॉज जो आपको चाहिए वो बोलना है, बिकॉज द लॉ इज जो आप बोलेंगे वो ही होगा. वी टुक द लॉ रॉन्ग, सो वी आर थिंकिंग ये झूठ है. ये झूठ नहीं है, ये विधि है, और विधि से ही सिद्धि होगी. कीप द मेथड राइट, द रिजल्ट विल बी राइट. एंड दिस इज इन द कल्चर ऑफ भारत. दे लिव्ड लाइक दैट, दे लिव्ड लाइक दैट. दे थॉट एंड स्पोक ओनली दैट व्हाट दे वॉन्टेड शुड हैपन इन देयर लाइफ. So we have to start doing that. Just keep saying everything is perfect. And very soon you will radiate at a different energy. Now that's where the disease in that body will start. Because you have shifted from dis-ease to ease. You have shifted from overthinking to thinking right, thinking less, thinking slow. Obviously the body will respond. And the last one, God's power and blessings is a divine circle of protection around me. Isko draw karna hai, white circle of energy around me. We are living in a world of vibrations. You are in a metro, you are in a shopping mall, you are in an office. It's all energy around us, everybody's energy. God's power and blessings is a circle of protection around me, which means put yourself in a cocoon, envelop yourself in a highest energy circle. A lower energy cannot enter a higher energy circle. आपको याद होगा कभी भी कुछ हुआ होगा तो मम्मी ने मिर्ची लेके ऐसे सर्कल घुमाया होगा. किस किसके ने किया ऐसे मिर्ची लेके सर्कल? किसी और की नजर लगी है, उतारो 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 उतारो. तो हमें उतारने नहीं पड़ते क्योंकि हम रोज ही लगा देते. तो परमात्मा की नजर अपने चारों तरफ लगा दो, पर किसी की नजर ओनली मीन्स दैट समवन अराउंड मी वाज जस्ट नॉट इन द बेस्ट स्टेट ऑफ माइंड. दे वर प्रोबेबली स्ट्रेस्ड और अपसेट, एंड देयर नेगेटिव वाइब्रेशंस आई कंज्यूम्ड बिकॉज आई एम ऑल्सो इन अ लोअर वाइब्रेशन. वी विल ऑब्जॉर्व पीपल्स वाइब्रेशन ओनली वेन वी आर एट देयर सिमिलर वाइब्रेशन. इफ यू टेक योर सेल्फ हियर, विच मीन्स यू build a strong emotional immunity system, then the infection of the world will not affect you. You will be around everybody, but you've built an emotional strong immunity system. To kya circle banaya? Bolenge? Parmatma ki shakti aur duaye mere charo taraf suraksha kavach. Do this for your children every day. Don't worry for them. Worry is a depleter. Empower them. They are a powerful soul, they are focused, they are excellent, everything is perfect in their life, God's power is around them. Bhej do school? Bhej do? Toh kya hoga, kaise hoga? It's a depleter. You don't just deplete yourself, you deplete them by worrying about them. Because your vibrations are reaching to them. So never worry for anyone. Chinta chita saman hai. Never create chinta, create care and power, not chinta. Chinta is a lower energy thought, care and power is a higher energy thought. Exam hai, pata nahi kya hoga aaj. If you create a thought, tathastu. Kya thought create karenge? Kya thought create karenge? Achha hi hoga sir. You have the power. Boliye. But now this is going to be the practice. Before reaching home on Tuesday, this is going to be the practice. Because practicing here is going to be easy, because this vocabulary is in the air over here. And then you land at Mumbai Delhi airport and you continue with that vocabulary, and you see it's very easy to continue that wherever you are. Okay? Now these few affirmations that we've written just for today, tomorrow we continue. They have to be written before going to sleep tonight, which means write them again. And before going to sleep every night, write them. Not say them, write them. Because by the end of the day, the mind is very cluttered. So writing is power. So keep a diary and write them. First thing in the morning, get up with gratitude, and just while you're getting out of bed, I'm a powerful soul, I'm always happy, my life is perfect, my relationships are great, badhiya ke alawa mere saath aur kuch hota nahi hai, aise bolte bolte gana gaate gaate uth ke, instead of saying late ho gaya, ab kya hoga, now I don't know what, and today there is a meeting, oh subah subah kiska chehra dekha tha, wo chehra kahan hota hai? Why was that mahavra there? Subha subha kiska chehra dekha tha? It is what did your mind create as its first thought? Because the subconscious is active in the morning and in the night. So these two times, aap galti se bhi galat nahi soch sakte. Aapko galat sochna, aap din mein sochna, not morning or night. Because whatever you do in the day is only on the conscious layer. What you do just before going to sleep in your mind and just when you wake up is going deep inside. Last evening, Meeta ji was unwell, throat bun, baat nahi ho pa rahi hai, awaaz nahi, we didn't hear her yesterday. And just before going to sleep, she said, my throat. Now what happens is, unaware we say, gala bahut dard ho raha hai, and we go to sleep. Now what will happen for the next 6 hours? Gala bahut dard ho raha hai, gala bahut dard ho raha hai, gala bahut dard ho raha hai. Toh jab hum subah uthte hain, wo thoda zyada dard ho raha hota hai, kyunki sankalp se siddhi hoti. Ab sone se pehle bol do, ठीक हो गया नहीं वो कैबलरी ठीक है नहीं परफेक्ट है ठीक इज अ वेरी ऑर्डिनरी वर्ड ठीक कैसे है ठीक ठाक नहीं हम कैसे हैं परफेक्ट बढ़िया हायर 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 डिवाइन वी हैव टू गो टू द हाईएस्ट एनर्जी सो बिफोर गोइंग टू स्लीप कल पता नहीं ऑफिस में क्या होगा तथास्तु लास्ट थॉट एंड फर्स्ट थॉट बी वेरी केयरफुल So we are going to do it in the night, in the morning, every meal, every glass of water. Shorter version for meal and water. Okay? Starting from now. 3 days you do it, when you go back, it's already going to become your habit. Easy? Kitna easy? Kitna easy? Bahut easy. Ab jaise bhi se na, bahut easy. Already the mind and body both is feeling fine. So kitna mushkil hai ye? Okay, there is that stress. It's just one thought which shifts the energy in the mind and the body. Itna mushkil kaun 10 bar karega isko din mein? Don't do. No problem. We are saying, I'm very good. I'm very happy. Mind doesn't reject it. We're using the mind only to create it. And we are making the mind created so that we don't give the mind the space to create the other thought. Because the minute the mind starts creating the other thought, it's a downhill. Aap jaise hi us road pe gaye, and especially when in your environment where even that environment pulls up. Now you're here, this environment is pulling you up. You go back, that environment you're in your office with pull you down. The environment of the city pulls you down. So to put effort to go, keep one aim in life. How do we have to go? How do we have to go? Aise karo. Aise. The world is going aise in terms of vibration. So, Paramatma hume kehte hai, chalna nahi hai, daudna bhi nahi hai, udna hai. Kidhar udna hai? Idhar. Usko kehte hai, udti kala. Sthiti mein kaise hona chahiye? Udti kala. So, we will do this tonight. Just before going to sleep, please write. Because if you don't do it here, then you will not do it when you return. So we will do it, and then tomorrow morning we will see how to take it forward. 1 minute silence. And now we will create the visual. Relax the body. And gently bring your attention to the center of the forehead. And now visualize a little star in the center of the forehead. Just hold on to that visual. Just like the star in the sky, a little star, I the being, in the center of the forehead. And keep seeing that. And now gently create a thought. I am a powerful being. You don't have to listen, you have to create it. I am a powerful being. I am stable in every situation. Keep seeing yourself, the being, and then create the thought. Mind and intellect has to be together. I am happy always. Now just create one thought and hold on to the thought. I am a powerful being, and just hold on. No more thinking. See yourself, the little star. Create one thought. I am a powerful being, and just hold to one thought. If the mind creates another thought, again say, I'm a powerful being, and now hold on to that one thought. Are you understanding what we're doing? Understood? It's like bend and then be in that position. So create one thought, hold on to the thought. In the beginning, within the next second, there can be another thought. No problem. Again, repeat. I'm a powerful being. Now hold on to that thought. Next time, you'll be able to hold on to it for 2 seconds. Then say, I'm a powerful being. Hold on to that thought. It will be 3 seconds. And while we're doing this, what are we creating in the consciousness? Think right. Think less. Think slow. And once you keep doing this, then even when you're in activity, process of thinking will become the same. Think right, think less. Think. So tonight, before going to sleep, do this little exercise again. Don't call it meditation for now, it just sounds very difficult. Just say it's a little exercise. What do I have to do just before sleeping? Just create one thought, hold on to it. Create another thought, hold on to it. But while you're doing it, create that visual. Because if the intellect goes and sees something else, it'll change the thought. Easy? Very easy? Very easy. So tomorrow morning when you come for the Amrit Vela, the sister here will be creating thoughts. Don't listen to her. It's not for listening. You hear it and now you create the same thought. When you create the same thought, that is when you have started the exercise. Till then you're only watching somebody else exercise. So if the other person is bending, you also have to bend. Never mind, they're bending a little more than you. But if you just see them bending every day, you're going to next day bend more than them. So you just listen to what she says and you create that same thought inside, and then you wouldn't know when the half an hour is over. Your mind will not go anywhere else. Jaega hi nahi. Why does it go? Because we've not given it anything to do. We're just listening. Theek hai? Easy? But with that, keep holding on to the visual. Again, some other visual appear, no problem. Come back to the visual, listen to what she's saying, and you repeat. And you see, tomorrow your concentration will be way better than what it was today. कौन कौन आया था आज सुबह 4 बजे? कौन कौन आएगा कल? कौन कौन उठेगा रोज? करो तथास्तु. वेरी गुड. हम उठेंगे रोज. ओम शांति.